Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 67. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, as always, Trevor Payne. Trev, how you doing?
What up? My favorite person in the world. How you doing, buddy?
Living the dream, living the dream, Nintendo living Direct dream.
The Vita Loca?
Yes, all the time with Ricky Martin, every day, all day. Mm. Dude, I just play that song every time I can, you know?
Absolutely, dude. He's the king.
He's the king. Truly is. What an inspiration to all. You know, be yourself. That's what that moral of that story is. Trev, the Nintendo Direct. It happened. Okay?
It was real. That's what,
it was real. And we're going to be discussing that bad boy this week. From Fire Emblem Engage to The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Yes, there is a title. Plus much more. Remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, leave us a comment on our Facebook page at the Nintendo Show, where you can send in your questions, comments, concerns to be implemented into this very show. Trev, are you ready to enter the mysterious magical world we call Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News?
Woohoo!
Number one. Trev, after months of waiting and with little to no word from the big end, we finally have got ourselves a chunky boy, a big boy direct. Should we go through it? Do the highlights.
You know, we shall. I think, you know, it's going to take some time to carve up this bad boy, but I think we got some stuff to share.
Yeah, there's plenty to carve up for sure. Let's get into it. The first, we open on some kind of colorful little pictures going on. We're looking at some Fire Emblem Engage.
Yeah.
Looks really good. Looks very, you know, it's Fire Emblem, very Fire Emblem. You got your anime characters doing their anime things, but you also got that wonderful gameplay action going on. It looks prettier than the last Fire Emblem to me. But overall, it looks pretty cool. Like I can't hate on Fire Emblem. I think it was my game of the year.
Yeah.
A couple of years back.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Three Houses. So I think, you know, give me some more of it. I'm down for it. This one's interesting. We got old characters coming in. We got Marth is there. Roy Boy, I think, is there. The whole gang is there.
That's his technical name.
Yeah, Roy Boy. Everyone's favorite character. And then they're all getting married. I think that's the engaged part.
That's the whole engaged thing. Is like, yeah, getting them to, you know, get married.
Yep. Get it on,
Fire Emblem is so freaking weird, but I love it. It is such a strange, like, especially like all the like, hey, and then you guys are going to be battling together on the battlefield, and then you guys are going to fall in love, and then you guys are going to have a baby, but then that baby is going to come from like back in time to come visit and help you fight on the battlefield. It is the freaking weirdest thing, but I love the crap out of it. I am very excited about this, Devin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I love me some baby making, and Engage is all about it.
You know, most do.
Most do. So that's, you know, Nintendo's got my number, and I think they got a lot of people's number there. Good job. Let's make Fire Emblem more sexy. Because, you know, you got three kingdoms. I got something stuck in
three
my head.
Houses?
Three houses. Yep, three houses. Tears of the Kingdom. Three houses. You got...
Spoiler!
You got some sexy moments. You know, you got to pet some people's heads or whatever the frick was going on.
Yeah,
there.
That was a little weird, wasn't it?
Let's hopefully we don't do that. But, you know, this seems like it's even more focused on that kind of... the one before this kind of had like the kids thing and all that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I think people kind of hated that, you know, Three Houses kind of left that behind a little bit. So sure. Getting all that back. Hey, families, togetherness, Fire Emblem, it's all here. Yeah. So, hype level, where are you at on this one?
Out of this direct, like, are we going to be like kind of
maybe just like in general, just like in this general, one, this one by itself,
solid eight,
an eight. Okay,
what about you, buddy?
Yeah, like there, 8.5. Closer to 9, I think, on
it's
that one.
It's going
to
be cool because, like, I know we both really enjoyed, the three houses, whatever, Lannisters. I don't know what's going on with whatever the other one is called. they're great games. I've loved them since way back on the DS and all that good stuff. So, I mean, I'm happy that they're bringing more. I was hoping that there was going to be like more DLC for the last one to come, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy with them moving on. something new, something fresh. It, like, everything looks real colorful. It seems like it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. And dude, bringing back the oldies is never a bad thing. Seen some Marth and stuff. And I've never really been that far of a fan in Fire Emblem, so maybe I won't care that much. But I know them from Smash Brothers. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that guy around. I've seen you around, pal. See,
Nintendo knows what they're doing. That's how they get everybody to recognize all their weird brands.
That's true. Way to go, Smashy. Let's just do... We're going to skip Takes Two, because meh.
Because it's out on other platforms.
We've seen it, yeah. Fatal Frame, you into it?
Nope.
Yeah, we've talked about it or seen it before. Xenoblade 3, Chronicles 3. Have you played it? Have you touched it?
So, yet? And we'll get into this later, Dev. It came out at a weird time for me, and I got sidetracked with other things.
Okay.
And I really want to go back to it, but when we get to maybe my recommendation, we'll talk about maybe the reason why I'm not getting to it quite yet.
Okay, sounds good. So the DLC is coming out. You got yourself a little robot girl, okay? She's a robot, and she's a girl.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. Now, Trev, I'm going
to... 10 out of 10.
Okay, 10 out of 10 for sure. I'm going to pull this one out. This is a weird one, okay?
No, don't pull it out. Put it back.
Okay. Well, SpongeBob SquarePants, the Cosmic Shake. This looks too good for what it is.
Like, yes.
It looks too good for what it is. Like, when I was watching this, I was like, hold on a sec. What? This looks like a good game.
Yo, this looks kind of dope because it's like a 3D platformer, like old school Banjo-Kazooie or
whatever. You know,
right? Oh, something of that ilk.
Yeah, for sure. And it's looks way too good for that ilk of or you know what I mean? Like, this is the type of game usually you'd be like, just write it off, dude. I am playing some SpongeBob game. But when the animation looks really good.
Yeah.
Like the cutscenes and stuff look good. Like, everything's looking pretty good. So I don't know.
Animations, everything's vibrant and colorful. Everything, it's just like, I don't know, this is the best SpongeBob's ever looked.
Yeah, on a game form for sure. So you know what? I'm gonna 10 out of 10. I'm gonna be checking this one out.
Holy moly.
Screw you, Fire Emblem. I'm going for SpongeBob.
We're going for this weird SpongeBob game.
I'm missing Mario, okay?
Yeah.
I'm missing Mario, and so here we are.
This does look like a good time. I think this could be a lot of fun. It seems like it'd be a lot of fun for kids. It'd be a lot of fun for adults. I mean, like, because SpongeBob's got that, you know, that humor that kind of connects with all, you know?
Yeah, he's a little cross generations, you know?
Yeah.
For your daddies and your kiddies. Tunic, yeah, you know, it's there. We know it's out
Tunic
there.
Tunic coming, that's awesome. Good great stuff. Game.
Front Mission.
What is this? Remind me what this is.
It's a robot. It's an old robot game.
From Square, right?
From Square, yeah. So you're in all three of them. 1, 2, and 3. And 3 is like somewhere in the future.
Front Mission First Remake. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Did you ever play these back
never.
In the day?
No.
Okay,
no,
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah. Mech Fighting Cult Classic. The only mech game, dude, I've ever like dabbled with. Mech Warrior, of course.
I mean, because that's the gold standard, right?
It is the gold standard, so why would we go to this? Okay. I'm sure there's some freak out there going like, Front Mission is the best ever. What are you talking about? Listen, it's no Mech Warrior. It's no Mech Assault. Okay? Come back to me. Actually, it might
Devin's
be amazing.
Devin's coming in hot.
It might be amazing. I have no idea.
Honestly, it doesn't look that amazing, but you know what? I'm going to watch some reviews. I doubt I'm going to play this game, but that's cool for people that are stoked on this game.
Yep. No yucking, no yummin. Story of Seasons. It's a Wonderful Life. Now, from this point on, the direct starts to hit a strange note.
Yes. Tell me about it, Devin. No, Why is it strange?
At first, you're like, okay, we got some dumb DLC, some games that I expected, like It Takes Two. SpongeBob, that looked strangely good. And then, you know, you get your weird Japanese robot game. And then all of a sudden, we start hitting into this crap, which I'm fine with Story of Seasons. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. This is cool. This looks cool. We're bringing it back. We're going to a wonderful life, you know. Very nice. Story of Seasons, if you don't know, it's a farming simulator game. It's all that lifestyle simulator game.
My farming game, though.
No, well, no. What's your farming game, Trev?
Oh, we'll get to it. Oh. Keep going. there's multiple.
There is.
It's like, that's a new thing, dude. Like, I know farming games have been around for a while, but I feel like they're like catching their like second stride or whatever. Like they're coming back in full force, bro.
Heaven to Betsy, sure they are. This is where the direct kind of takes a turn, because every game after this is either going to be a JRPG or a farming simulator game.
That's right.
It is insane. It is to the point that I am looking at this direct for like at least 20 to 30 minutes thinking, what game? Oh, is this a different game? They all look the same. These all look like the same game.
They all kind of have the same idea. It is same weird. Flavor, and same I vibe. Don't know, dude, like, I don't get me wrong. We talked about that on Xbox, that one mech farming game that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. And I love me a good farming game, but I'm just kind of surprised at how many there are. There's maybe it's just like Stardew took off like crazy and everybody was like, yo, we got to get on that Stardew Valley, except for the like 5 years late.
Yeah. Well, COVID, Trev, you know, slows it all down, I guess.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, though.
You know what it is? It's what? Big Pharma. Just kidding. Farm.
Yeah. Well, no, that's coming.
They're trying
post.
To get more people into farming because we have a lack of farmers here in, you know, in the US, wherever you're at. Yes. And they're trying to get kids all amped about like, yo, dad, dude, when I grow up, I want to just make the dopest farm.
Dude, I don't want to be like a conspiracy theorist or anything, but yeah, you're right. You know, this is a government ploy. This is propaganda.
Yeah, this is
throw it away. Throw it away. You know what I mean? Burn it in the fires. This government propaganda Nazism.
All right. Church and state, baby. We got to keep video games and state separated.
Yeah. Keep your carrots out of my government. Okay. I've had it. So Story of Seasons, to be honest, actually looked kind of cool.
It does
I'm down
look
with
okay.
It looks pretty okay.
And
it
this is fine. Like the new, like, so for instance, like Harvest Moon and Story of Seasons.
Yeah.
They kind of like almost swapped places, if I remember right. Like, Harvest Moon used to be like the big farming one, and then it kind of switched to this. And then I remember like the Harvest Moon games got less farmy.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Something
but
like that.
Honestly,
but
they
yes,
get crossed in my
way.
Head.
Yeah, no, I feel the exact same way. They're all both right. The same game. So we're on the same level.
Okay.
Cool. Splatoon 3. Hey, everyone, remember, Splatoon 3 came out. We're having a Splatfest. Something about something dumb. Did you play it? Have you played it? Do you like it?
No, I didn't pick it up. Honestly, like, I want to, but it's just, it seems so much of the same. The only thing that really, I think, looks really cool about it is that the fact that you can party up with people to play. Because, dude, me and my three boys all have our own copies of Splatoon 2. To play a game together is a nightmare. And, like, we all fell off of it because we're like, dude, this is stupid. It's so hard to group up. You can't group up. You can't do custom lobby crap. This now with Splatoon 3, you can. So I'm glad they added that. I think we're just burnt. I don't think we want to go back to it.
Trev, what's wrong with the Splatoon 2 app? What's wrong with that?
How much time we got, Dev?
Dude, yeah, I'm the same. I played the demo. I was like, dude, Splatoon's so good. But then I was like, you know what? This is Splatoon. Like, there's nothing different. Like, it feels better. There's some, like, nice little quality of life things. Sure, but those are things, to be honest, that should have been in Splatoon 2.
Yeah, or it's they like should just be updated into the other game. Like, instead of having to be like, hey, drop another 60 bones to get some quality of life improvements. Like, so that's why I feel so burnt about this. Because I'm just like, 2 was so good, the games itself, but everything around it was just garbage. And I'm really pissed off about it, Devin. I really am. Because I bought 4 copies of this damn game, and I can't. And I can't play with my kids. Like, we have to, like, get in a party and hope that it works out, and it never does. Anyways, it's whatever. Screw you, Splatoon.
That's on you, Splatoon, for sure. And, like, dude, the idea, like, remember the dumb idea of, like, having Salmon Rush or whatever the frick, that you only could play it, like, on a couple days or, like, at a special time? You'd have to clock in. Oh, gotta set a reminder on my calendar.
Remember, I gotta call out of work so I can play some Salmon Run or whatever
so
it is.
Stupid. Like, it's just, like, these stupid things that you're like, this shouldn't have been in here anyways.
I know.
And now they're like, hey, but guess what? It's Splatoon 3. It's gone. Well, guess what? It should have never been there. It's the dumbest idea ever. All you had to do was code some garbage, like, We're not just make it a normal
playlist. So, I mean, I'm sure they're worried about like splitting up the player base and blah, blah, blah. Oh, but frick, I don't know. Frick, but they did. Dude, yeah, you did see that happened. This is like the top selling game in Japan, like almost ever, right?
Dude, yeah. Japan loves them Splatoon, dude. They love them some Splatoon. They dig it so much. It's okay. Like, I'll buy it.
If it gets to $20, I'm in. Give me a $20 upgrade, Nintendo. I'll do it.
I might go for 40, but I'm the same, man. I just don't know. The campaign too. I was hoping for more.
Yeah. Because they kind of did that whole intro with like the desert and they're on this train and like it almost seemed like, oh wow, they're gonna try to do something here. Nah. Like that was just like a freaking bait and switch.
Yeah, the campaign's supposed to be longer. Give it its due. That's cool. Like longer campaigns, like 8 hours. And they are good campaigns, but
yeah.
I was expecting like a big change, like an open world thing, just because the way that it looked like.
Well, the way they presented it, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a total, bait and switch, like you said. Dude, Octopath Traveler 2. Coming in, baby.
I was not expecting this.
What a random thing. First off, this is a horrible name. Just call it a different thing.
Please.
Even if it's like the same idea, just call it a different name. You had two, you're batting at it twice here, Square Enix, and you missed twice. It looks fine. It looks exactly like the other one,
yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. Yeah. But I'm not seeing what's different in this one, except like what the story's a little different, whatever.
Yeah. So it's going to be a different story. It'll have like, it seems like 8 characters again, same kind of art style, turn-based. Like I like the combat. I thought the combat was really cool. My only, I guess, issue that I had with the first one and I kind of fell off was that you had all these like 8 separate stories. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh dude, it's going to be so cool how they like really tie everything together and have things overlap. And it just didn't seem like it was doing that. And so I just kind of was like, all right, I think I'm done. Maybe with this, maybe they'll actually like have it pay off as far as these cool separate stories that then like converge into this big epic thing. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll have to see, but, I liked the first one. I wouldn't say like I loved it.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at.
The art style, though, I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah, and the combat was really cool.
Yeah,
but I don't know. And then I tried Triangle Strategy. Man, their naming sucks.
Oh, it's so bad.
Triangle Strategy, and I tried the demo, and it's just too slow. There's too much like talking, so much reading. I felt like I'm like, dude, I might as well just read a book.
Yeah,
and read a book that's boring. Like this book, like it just felt so boring and bland. So I don't know this one. If I were gonna put this on the Richter scale, this would be a good old of the Richter hype scale.
Yeah,
would be like a solid 4 maybe.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say 6, but yeah, I think you're right. I'm probably chilling in the 5s. And I guess there's a day night cycle, so that's the new thing.
Oh man. Okay, never mind. 7. Sorry.
We were just rocking Splatoon 3, but apparently Octopath Traveler 2 is going to be doing the same thing. Fae Farm, baby, huh? Mm. Some more farming sims.
Farming.
No, farm on, baby. Farming. Trev, little theater rhythm, final bar line, Final Fantasy, huh?
Yeah. Theater rhythm. Whatever. Did you ever play the other one that came out in, like, I think it was like 3DS?
No, I didn't, but I've seen it. But yeah, I never played
it. It's, I mean, like, I love Final Fantasy music. Like, gets me going, man. Like, I don't know what it is. I just get super into it. So this is rhythm game with Final Fantasy characters. And then there's going to be like DLC for like Nier Trax and Octopath Traveler and a bunch of stuff. So they're kind of branch out a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I'm not going to buy this game, but I think it's cool. I could just buy the soundtrack and listen to it, I think, is what I really want to do.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I feel like with these rhythm games where it's just like touchscreen rhythm, it's just not for me. I don't know.
Sure.
Like Rock Band and all, like Guitar Hero, I kind of got into those like a little bit more.
DDR or something. Like you're doing something more.
Yeah.
than just like a button presses on the controller.
Yeah, it just never has done it for me, I guess. Sure. Keeping the beat that way, I always thought was kind of a lame way. Although, yeah, the music, I mean, it's like 578 or something. Oh, that's crazy right. Amount
it's like
tracks.
Some ridiculous number, isn't it?
It's just like, oh, that's cool, but yeah. Not for me. Mario and Rabbit Sparks of Hope. This game looks great. I think I think it's probably going to be better than the first one. From everything I've seen, it looks like it's going to be better than the first one.
Yeah, and you would hope so, you know, because that first one was really good. It was fantastic. And hopefully they take what they learned from that and like, hey, now let's take it to the next level. Let's expand upon it. They've added a whole bunch of like new little like characters that you can unlock and like little star dudes and bunch of random crap. Like it looks cool. I'm excited about it. It seems like more of the same, but I am excited.
Yeah, me too. It just seems like, it seems a little, I don't know. It just seems a lot more fluid. There's something about it that just seems like it's a lot more toned in. Like they really got it down. So,
you know,
I'm into it.
I still see these rabbits and they still piss me off.
Oh, sure, dude. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this little whack. This dude with the hair. Who's this loser?
Nut job. Like, they made me not hate the rabbits with the last one. I was like, okay, they're kind of fun in a way. I still wish it was just Mario Sparks of Hope.
Yeah, just chilling by himself.
Yeah, no like rabbits. Just Mario crew, you know, like Nintendo like franchises. Because I really just don't care about the rabbits.
But whatever, you know what? I guess with the way Nintendo's been hitting lately, with the kind of these kind of like meh titles lately, I'm kind of okay with Ubisoft doing their thing. Because I feel like this might be the only 9 coming out, you know?
That's true.
Be the only 9 Nintendo's popping out this year.
And the fact that, you know what, they're letting a different developer outside of Nintendo's wheelhouse, you know, take a stab at with thing. The Nintendo characters. Yeah. I love that. And I wish they would. I mean, you and I have said this probably 1,000 times at this point. Let other developers use your IP.
Yep. Let my people go, you know?
You know, that's what I think. Yeah, I've heard that
Moses.
Once.
Moses said that once, I think.
Oh, I thought that was Miyamoto. My bad. I'm just kidding.
You know, Mario, Moses. Anyways, Rune Factory 3 special. No. Yeah, thank you. Nintendo Switch Online, okay? So we need...
Yeah,
we need
to announce some stuff here.
Yeah, they tried to convince people, you know, that you need to get this 64 thing that you're all spending $50 for, including myself. Mario Party. Mario Party 2. Mario Party 3? Anybody? Oh, no. all of these games, by the way, probably you could play on the newest Mario Party. Excite Bike 64. Sure. 1080 Snowboarding. A little cooler.
Yeah.
Pokemon Stadium. I've never... Yes.
So, okay. Pokemon Stadium. Okay.
Yes.
Did you ever play it back in the day?
I rented it once.
Okay.
And it was okay.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking of Stadium on the GameCube because I remember like transferring my dudes from my Game Boy Advance over to it.
Okay. Yeah.
How? Maybe I never played the 64 ones because I was just trying to think of like the big thing about the Stadium games where like, cool, now throw up your little mons, your little pixelated dudes, and get a big old guy up on the screen, have some battles, good times.
So
I'm kind of curious, how did 64 have any of that compatibility crap?
Dude, I can't remember.
Shoot. Well, I guess we'll find out.
I honestly don't remember. I don't think it did. Oh, there's probably something. There's got to be some stupid thing that did that. But I thought you're right. I think GameCube was the one that
it was. It's GameCube that I remember now. I don't know if 64 ever had that in it or not. Either. But
yeah, they probably had something like that though. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, the Stadium games, they seem fine. They're good. I mean, dude, I know people love them. Like they're love them. But for me, obviously, is like it's fine. Sure. Pilot Wing 64. You know, people are like, I love me some Pilot. No, give me a break. Pilot Wings is garbage. Now, here's the thing. 007, it's finally here.
Yeah.
It's finally come.
It is.
Which is cool. Which is
that
great.
Is cool.
But I hear that the rumor is, or the note is here, that Xbox might have the better one in some ways.
So like in some ways. So let me give you some deets here,
Give me
homie.
Some deets.
Okay. So, 64 or GoldenEye 64, classic game. One of my first person shooters on a console that I like fell in love with. Right, mm-hmm. You and I, we played it all the time.
It's good stuff.
So the cool thing with this one, I mean, it's going to be the same game, but it's going to have online multiplayer.
Yeah.
So that's dope.
Yeah, that's
kind of cool, right? Yeah, like, I mean, I love them taking old games and adding some, what would that be? Modernity? Is that like a
word? But I don't know if it's the word. Okay, it is a word,
you
know, though.
We're gonna go with it. Adding some modernness to it, and you know, adding like little things like that. And I think that's such a cool idea. Xbox is also getting this game, and it's coming to Game Pass, yeah. And it will have better graphics. It's gonna be HD, and you know, who knows how much better? We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But Devin, the online multiplayer is exclusive to Nintendo.
What is going on here, Trev?
I don't know.
What was the deal here that Xbox or Nintendo made? It's like, listen, you can have this part, but we want the online, and you can only have the good graphics, okay?
Yeah, it's like, why didn't they just like be like, yo, let's just make the same freaking game, and like, hey, you know what? The Switch can handle, I'm sure, the upgraded graphics of GoldenEye 64. And I'm pretty sure the Xbox can handle the online multiplayer. So, I mean, like, it just seems silly that it's like, man, you're just like, you're hindering each version. Just put the best version out out there. Anyways, I think they went with the traditional graphics on the Nintendo 64 or the Switch version because it's part of that 64 package.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, but they could also just put in like a button where you switch graphic mode, you know,
or whatever. I know. Is it that big a deal? It's so silly. It's like, well, we got to stick to our guns on this one. We need the bad graphics, so we're going to keep them.
We need those trash graphics.
My worry, I hope they fix the frame rate. That was the worst part of it. So as long as the frame rate is okay, I think we'll have an all right game. I'm interested to see how it plays, because what I've heard is it does not hold up at all.
So have you gone back and played it at all?
I went back to Perfect Dark. Okay. On the Xbox, and I like the little bit of improvement.
That one holds up better, to be honest. Yeah. So I've gone back and played because, you know, I have all my dumb retro console handheld things, and I've went back and played a handful of GoldenEye 64, and controls just feel funky, and obviously it's because, I mean, they're figuring out 3D for the first time, you know, on a controller. And I don't like the way it feels. Yeah. And so unless they let you like remap buttons and stuff like that, because I don't want the trigger to be the left trigger, you know, that just seems so backwards for today's standards.
Yeah.
But the game, hot take, Dev. You
go
ready?
For it, dude. Yeah.
Buckle up, buddy.
Let it ride. Let's go.
Oh, dude, I'm going to say
something. We've already burned a lot of bridges. No,
I know.
Okay.
I'm going to say something, and I think people are going to be real pissed off.
Let it go, baby.
Okay.
It's already happening.
Oh, I grew up, loved the 64.
Sure.
64 is not good.
No.
It's a terrible console.
It is. Yeah.
And I hate saying that because like growing up with it, it was so amazing and impactful and pushed 3D gaming and things like that. But it is not, for me, it's not fun to go back to. I'm not having any fun going back to these games.
No, so I've been playing Majora's Mask because I've never really beat it, right?
And yeah.
Majora's Mask is good, but dude, there is no bloody way in heck that you would even know what you were doing without like someone telling you what to do. It is insane.
Yeah.
Like some of the things they want you to do is so just like left out of nowhere that you're like, what? You want me to go where and do what?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. So I have to do it with a guide, which is fine. Like it's fun. It's still a fun game, but it's no freaking Ocarina of Time or anything like that. But maybe that's just because I know Ocarina better.
Maybe like playing it so many times.
Yeah, but it was like less. It didn't feel so obscure. It's just, this one is just like so many like obscure things that you need to do for people that you're like, I don't know how you would even.
And a lot of trial and error and trying to. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun, but like even the battling on that is so like getting to Z target on that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, dude, so frustrating. Like you just miss all the time. It's garbage. Games
have come a long ways, and you know, that's not to say like I loved Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, Wave Race. Like there's a few that I'm like, hey, those are fun, but going back to them is rough sometimes. Yeah. And I think I came to the conclusion, I'm like, I got that dumb expansion pack plus whatever. Mm-hmm. And even though I said I was never going to, but I did it.
Yeah, me too.
And I just, I don't find myself ever playing these games. I don't think the 64 is a good console anymore. It doesn't hold up.
Well, and even the ones like Wave Race, where I was like, as a kid, I was always like stunned by Wave Race. And then going back to it, I was
and
like,
you're just like,
what the frick am I doing?
This sucks. Sometimes it's hard to go back. You know, it's that weird beginning 3D era was awesome at the time, but rough to go back to.
Yeah, it's very much unlike the 2D era, where I feel like most of those games hold up. I mean, not the NES has some real stinkers, but
yeah.
Anyways, Mario Strikers, we'll talk about this later. Someone has a question on this one. We'll talk about this later.
Let's do it.
Dude, Altair, Ryza 3, Alchemist of the End, and the Security Key.
Nope. Yeah, you said it, dude. So
is that a sentence or a title?
I have played the second one of this series. And it's a very fun RPG.
It looked actually pretty good. Out of all the RPGs I was looking at, I was like, this might be okay. This might be a good one. Okay.
And like, there's lots of, and man, it's been a bit, but I remember like you got battles, you got all that kind of stuff. But then there's also like this like crafting part of it where you're like making potions and, you know, doing crap like that. I don't know. I had a great time with it. So I'm curious. I might actually re-download the second one and dip my toes to see if I want to or if I'm interested in continuing with the third. But yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm excited.
Yeah, might as well get another one. Mario Kart 8, Booster Pack 3 coming in winter.
Sure.
More of the same stuff going on there. We'll talk about Nintendo Switch Sports here in a second. Pikmin 4. It finally happened, dude. After like a Pikmin Bloom session, which was very disturbing. I think a lot of people were like, no, Miyamoto, you're above this, aren't you? Don't you think you're a little bit above this? They're carrying you out here to beg us to play this game. Please play Pikmin Bloom. Come on.
I don't think it's doing very well, to be honest.
Yeah, obviously. And Pikmin 4, this game, dude, has been rumored for like 500 years.
It has.
By Miyamoto himself. By the man himself. What's going on there?
I don't know. Maybe there were some like development woes. Maybe there was. I've heard it's been like finished for a long time. Who knows? Maybe they've been just sitting on it to be like, let's just, you know, we don't need the money right now. Well, let's save it for when we have a lull. I don't know. It seems a little weird that it's taken this long to come out. But the third one was great. That Switch port was fantastic. So
yeah, and I, you know, it's gonna be more Pikmin. My thing is just like some of these games. Same with Zelda. What's going on here? Why aren't we getting more gameplay? Like this,
this is just the title, or not even title. It's just the logo, like a little animation.
A logo and a tiny bit of like the scenery, maybe.
Yeah,
but even the scenery. But honestly,
they could have pulled that from 3, and I would have been like,
I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't even known the difference. I was like, is this the same game?
Is the same.
So Pikmin 4. It looks cool. They were saying how they want this one to be about playing really well or easy to control, right?
Yeah.
And he had like a cool Japanese saying for it. Just Dance 2023. This is
game
won't
of the
end.
Year.
Die.
Very cool.
Harvestella.
Okay, this is my farming game, baby.
Okay, farming game. Let it ride.
Okay,
another Square Enix gem coming in here.
Yeah.
Woof.
That Squeenix wants us to do some farming. This game, I love the art style of it. It reminds me of the way it looks is kind of like near Automata, whatever.
Whatever you want to call her.
Sure. Yeah. So the art style is really cool. It's very vibrant and I don't know. It's pulling me in. It has that Square Enix JRPG look that I just absolutely love. And if I'm going to pick a farming game, this is the one. And I think it's purely off of the way it looks, but there seems to be some really cool like combat type stuff as well. So you're not just farming. Harvesting, but it's kind of about like the last chance to like farm or whatever to save the world. I don't know, we'll see, but I'm very excited about this game. There's a demo that dropped, so I just downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, and that comes out I think pretty soon. It's like in November, I think, right? Like early
it must
November
be, yeah, because it's got Yeah, because you can pre-order right now. So
it looks like it. And it from the demo, your save progress moves forward as well.
Hey, okay. Yeah, so I'm interested in it. I'll look at it. Again, Trev, this is the problem. There was a lot of JRPGs. And when my brain sees JRPGs, it starts to get a big lull. Just like it's just flat lines for a little bit. Oh, so I was just flatlined it for a bit. And then you got the Harvest games in between. And I was kind of also still kind of like getting little blips here and there. I was like, I remember Harvestella.
Yeah, they've shown
it before. I liked
it
the first time I saw it. But this time I don't like it because it's another Harvest game. And where's my Metroid Prime 1? And where's my Zeldas? Okay.
But yeah, you have a point. You got to admit, it has a dope name.
It does.
Harvestella.
It does. Bayonetta 3 coming in October. Looks like more Bayonetta. We got some big boys fighting each other. Some,
More Bayonetta. Good. I mean, it's this game
be
is
good.
Been, I mean, like, they've talked about this one for a while now at this point. So,
yeah,
I'm glad that it's finally coming out right before Halloween.
Yeah, it's a good time to come out, and I'm ready for it to come out. I'm done talking about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I held my peace. I think Bayonetta is a great game. 1 and 2 are amazing. Weird as crap. Crazy garbage, but very good action.
Cuckoo
games.
Bananas.
Cuckoo bananas. Raincoat, dude.
Yeah.
Master Detective. This game looks sick.
Tell me about it, Dev.
I don't know why, but this just got my goat. I was ready to run now. I was like, out of all the JRPGs I've seen today, I want this weird, creepy mystery game. So it's made by the Danganronpa. The guy said it differently, though.
Danganronpa?
Was it Danga? Danganronpa? I don't know. He said it, and I was like, man, that's how you say that?
Yeah.
Anyways, made by those guys. Looks cool. I love me a mystery, man. I love solving mysteries. I love watching mystery movies. I love getting the whole crew together and being like, this is whodunit. Here's whodunit. And that's this is what this game's about. It's
we've always said that about you. We're like, he's the whodunit guy.
He's the whodunit guy. Every time we have a family gathering and get us together, try to figure whodunit.
And then we're like, dude, whodunit? And then we're like, get Devin.
Get him. Hurry. Yeah, so I know. Listen, Trev, is that not your cup of tea? You're not a mystery boy?
I don't like mysteries. Screw mysteries.
Okay, well, that's nice. So,
I'm just kidding.
Just, you know, mysteries, spilling my dreams out on here.
Mysteries are fun.
Rush them.
That Danganronpa. I've tried those games. I can't get into them.
Yeah, me either, but hopefully this, I don't know, this one's flavor looks a little different.
Exactly.
So, dude, let's get some cloud versions going. Bring that cloud on. Resident Evil 8 Village, Resident Evil 7, Resident Evil 2 Remake, Resident Evil 3 Remake, huh?
How are they coming to the Switch, Devin?
Cloud version.
Cloud version.
Do you have bad internet?
Version.
Doesn't matter. Your Wi-Fi is really bad on the Switch anyways. Good luck playing these cloud versions. Yeah, no, thank you. Here's the thing with these cloud versions, dude. It's too late.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I've played through all of these. Everyone's played through all of these. These are all on the PS4, which has sold like 100,000 copies or whatever. You don't know.
Find a different place to play these games. Like, no reason you need to suffer through a cloud version. And you know what, when we get to, you know, my recommendation, whatever, I mean, this is another reason why I am kind of a little frustrated with where Nintendo is on things. Mm-hmm. But cloud, I don't think that's a sufficient answer. I think they need to be like, hey, it doesn't run on the system. Don't worry about it.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what you should do is partner with them to make a Switch exclusive Resident Evil game like you did with 3DS.
Yes, 100%. That'd be all right.
That'd be all right. We don't need all these. We're good. Sifu. Woo. Trev, this game's great, but holy crap. The trailer they showed, at least what I saw, was chugging, dude. Mm-hmm. It was dropping frames like a mofo. It was the worst thing I've seen frame-wise.
Yeah.
Well, except for the next one that's coming up.
I was going to say. Well, okay, so you've played this game on PS5 then, I take it, right?
Yeah, great game. I played it was super difficult.
Yeah.
And it was still fun. But yeah, it's a great game, and it would be awesome in handheld. I'm actually kind of unsure why it's having such a hard time graphically, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully that's just like, hey, they're still ironing out some kinks. I mean, when does this game come out? Do we know?
I don't think
I don't know if they said.
Yeah, I don't
think so. But, I mean, it can't be too far away because, I mean, it's already done. They just have to do whatever they got to do to Nintendo-fy it. Yeah. But hopefully they can get the frame rate going well because this game is pretty dope.
Yeah, if you haven't played it, play it, and hopefully it's good enough to play on the Switch. Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion.
Yes.
Yes, this game
I'm so cool. Excited about this game.
Yeah, it looks super cool, but I don't know about it on the Switch. I'm like, how is this running on the Switch? First off, it's just
cloud.
But this one isn't the cloud. There's no cloud. That? Is there cloud on this?
There's cloud in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, but there's no cloud. Okay. Oh.
Gotcha.
Trev.
Man. Oh,
you, damn, you dog. Dude.
Anyways, I'm so sorry.
There's no cloud in this game.
No. Yeah, okay? There's no cloud in this game. You're okay. Right. Okay. So this game, I'm excited because I loved Crisis Core on the PSP. Like, that is one of my favorite PSP games. It was so fun. I loved the combat. I loved the story. It was cool. I'm excited about this, but I think this is coming to other platforms too, right?
Yes, it is.
It's coming to like PlayStation.
Yeah, we saw it on PlayStation.
Xbox, all that stuff.
Yeah, we saw it on PlayStation first, I think. And seeing it on the Nintendo Switch. It's just kind of weird. It makes me think, why didn't we get Final Fantasy VII running on the Switch? Oh, it's because PlayStation owns that thing or something. Something's going on with
Final they have Fantasy an exclusive. VII. It's on PC. It came to PC later. And
I was like, something was weird's going on here because I'm like, why did we get in this and not the other? So they must have a great deal. Good job, Sony.
Yeah. I mean, this game, it looks really good. The graphics, I hope it plays well on the Switch. Probably won't be getting it on the Switch, but. Man, I'm excited. I'm excited that this is coming.
Now, Trev, is this game like a completely different game, or is it like dabble with the Final Fantasy VII? Is there any like?
So there's
in-betweens here.
Okay. Oh boy, I'm gonna mess this up.
Maybe I've asked too much.
You asked the wrong person. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've played this. I remember there is some kind of connection, and then also with the new games, the remake VII.
Yeah.
Did you finish it? Did you play it?
I've played it. I haven't finished it because I re-downloaded it for my PS5 and then I restarted.
Okay, so
restart the whole thing.
There is a connection with this character in the remakes. I'm not going to say any more.
Okay.
But there is going to be some kind of connection. That's why I think they're putting this. This is the reason they're putting this out is because this character is going to play a big part in the upcoming
part two parts, or whatever it is. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm into it. I want it. I don't know if I want it on the Switch, but we'll see. Tales of Symphonia Remastered. Tales of Symphonia. Great game.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
fantastic
on a
game.
A lot of things, I feel like.
It's on everything. I mean, like, Remastered, that's cool. It's always nice when they bring older games, put them on the new consoles so other people that never got the chance can play them. I'm down with that.
Yeah, it looked good. It looks, again, just lots of JRPGs. And I understand this was like for this Japanese audience right before TGS.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyways, you know.
TGS.
TGS. That's the
Tokyo
one.
Game Show.
Tokyo Game Show. Yeah.
Trevor's Game.
So
fandom.
Sandwiches.
Oh, wait. Show. Super Time.
Super Time. Trevor's Game Super Time.
That's it.
That's what this was for. There you go. Dude, can I talk to you, Trev? Just
please.
Let's just sit down. What the hell's going on?
I'm already sitting.
What's going on with Kirby? How is it that Kirby, out of all the people, out of all the characters Nintendo has, Kirby is getting like a blowout, dude. He's getting a game every effing month. The boy's just getting games over and over. Hey, you want some more Kirby? Guess what? Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe coming out. We got another Kirby game. Here it is.
He's such a sellout. He's like, yo, I just need that money. He's down on his luck. He's had a really rough go. Mm-hmm, and he's just like, yo, I'll sell my body for whatever. And so anyways, that's why Devin, because he's had a hard time.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of, you know, He's trying to make them big bucks.
Listen, Kirby's just a big old slut, and that's all it is.
Okay? This game is cool. I'm excited about this game.
Listen, I'm cool with the game. It looks cool. But, dude, if I see another Kirby next... Okay. If there's you a Kirby... No. If there's a second Kirby in the next year, in 2023...
So, in 2023...
If there are two Kirby games, I am going to freak out. There's Yoshi. Do, where's Yoshi, dude? Where's Yosh? He's where's the other there, whore of the Nintendo...
Our Yoshi boy. I think he's been replaced. This is cool, though. You can play co-op up to four people. And you know what? The nice thing... So I don't like co-op in Kirby games because someone always gets stuck being like a Tweedledee or a Waddledee or whatever they're called. Yeah, this is cool because everybody gets to be a Kerb.
Yeah.
You want to be a Kerb? Do it.
Everyone's a Kerb.
Love you know? It. You know 2D other, platformer, baby.
Just like the buffet game, you know, we're all Kerbs deep down inside.
Yeah. Kerb your enthusiasm. Kerb your...
Oh, I'm really disappointed. I, dude, there's like Zelda anniversary didn't get that much love. Like,
no
Metroid, not even a sing. Nothing.
Right.
Anyways, enough of that. I'm just sound like a crazy person now. Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom.
Wait, say it again, Devin. What was that,
dude? Let's get that title up in there because we've been all saying it as Breath of the Wild 2. Or Breath of the sequel to the Breath of the Wild. Guess what? Ain't no Breath of the Wild. This is Tears of the Kingdom. We've all been thinking, oh, it's going to be Breath of something. Breath of Ganondorf's burps. But no, dude, it's Tears of the Kingdom.
Is it Tears or Tears?
Oh!
It's Tears. I'm pretty sure it's Tears.
Yeah, pretty sure it is too. You know why? Because they didn't want to show it to the English crowd.
Oh, is that why? Oh, yeah, that's bro. Right. Because they're like, hey, Nintendo Direct tomorrow, but hey, for all you in UK, JK, we'll do it later.
You can watch it in your own time, but it's going to have like a parental advisory.
I wonder, is that why? Because of the name? Because Tears
sure.
of the Kingdom?
Yes.
You know, the I queen think people died, will be okay. Dude,
but it, you see how it's on the nose? You there? Tears of the Kingdom, kind of like, it's just kind of on Grow the nose up. Right there. Listen, the queen
it's a
died.
Video
she was
game.
Beautiful. She was 94 years old.
She lived a
she
long
did something.
Life. She did things.
Listen, she did
Let
things
people
for
watch
people.
Their Zelda trailers. Come on. God.
Warning, this title may be offensive. Trigger warning, Tears of the Kingdom.
Like, I just want to meet the person that's like watching the trailer and then they see Tears of the Kingdom and they just... I can't do this. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, I'm sorry. Like, I felt like that was a little silly to delay the announcement of this game in the UK. Whatever. Anyways, long live the queen.
Long live the queen for sure. Tears of the Kingdom, let them cry.
I feel like we've been real saucy this podcast.
Dude, this is not a real... Yeah, we haven't been too happy. It's kind of sad.
We pissing a lot of people off. I mean, like, the five people that listen, but...
Yeah. All of them UK audience.
Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry. Hey, we love you.
God bless the queen or whatever. Now, Trev.
You can't follow it up with and whatever. That negates everything you just said.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, though. This trailer. Okay. And here we are again, where I'm just kind of like, I don't want to be sour. I love me Zelda. I love the title. Like, it's it's very intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got these two dragons eating each other, whatever the frick sign that is, you know? So that means something, you know? Everyone's looking at the trailer. They're trying to get their little tidbits. Like, who could this be? Well, obviously it's Zelda. Who could this be? Obviously it's Link. Well, no, duh. But, you know. We're trying to get stuff out of here, and most people didn't get anything out of it because the trailer's kind of lame. It's like, it was lamer than the last trailer.
Yeah.
Which the last trailer was fine, but this one, seeing the exact, basically the exact same stuff where it's like, we're falling down the sky.
Well, half of it is just
the sky.
Pictures on a wall. Like, you know, like little glyphs on the wall and stuff. So that's, and then, he falls from the sky. He gets a really cool sky skateboard at one point. Yeah. It's a really big skateboard.
Now, that was cool, but whatever that means, I have no idea what that means.
We don't know. And then like he like jumps on a rock and goes up. I don't know. So remember the very first trailer, like the teaser trailer years ago, where like they're going down into the dungeon and
yes.
you see Zelda, you see Link, you know, all this stuff like that was
cool.
very cool. And it got me thinking, like, okay, what is going on here? Now, we don't have a long wait. They finally announced a date, right, Dev?
Yeah, May 12th, 2023. Awesome.
Cool.
So I'm glad it got there because in my head, I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, they're going to not
set the date. We're going into fall. We're going to the fall. There's like just no way we're seeing Zelda in the springish time. So they made it mostly. So May 12th, that's good. So we don't have to wait too long. But honestly, it's just like these trailers are just not like showing me what am I excited for? And it almost like worries me a little bit too, because I'm like looking at the world and like in Game Explained and all those guys, when they're checking out the trailers, they're like, oh, look, this is the same map with the bridge that we saw before.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not what I want to hear, really, to be honest. I played 100 hours of this game and I don't want to see the same map. And I've been waiting for 5 years, dude.
Yeah, like, it has been a long time. And if this is just simply like using the same engine, the same map, and then adding a bunch of stuff onto it, it feels like this is late. Like it should have come a long time ago if that's the case.
Yeah, and that's my worry. So but the only thing that really could save it is if there were dungeons, like if they were spending time on dungeons or something like that, or making it a more traditional Zelda with a mix of that Breath of the Wild stuff, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's
there's going
to
be
happening.
All the sky islands and stuff that they have going on. So I mean, there will be new things to see and explore.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I am curious, like I hope it's not so close to Breath of the Wild. I hope it's different.
Me too.
I want something different, fresh. Take that stuff. Because, like, dude, 2 years after Breath of the Wild, or three even, I would have been cool with them just being like, hey, here's the same map, but we did all this other weird crap to it and changed the story and did some stuff. But I think it's been long enough that I think we need something a little fresh. So
yeah, dude, five years or longer by the time when we get there, it's going to be like, it just doesn't seem, the time doesn't make sense for like a map refresh that's like something someone in Fortnite did in a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
almost 6 years.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. That's like, that's as much time that they had to make Breath of the Wild, the first one. So I'm like, what are we doing? We're kind of just, my worry is that's my biggest worry is that it's going to be too much like the first one. And I'm spending too much time in a world I've already experienced. I hope that's wrong. And
I hope you're wrong too, Dev.
Dude. And that what I love about Zelda is that they are very different games. Like from one to the other to the other. Yeah, they have similar like things, right? It's the legend. Like the legend is the same. The dungeons, like they're going to be there usually, right? But like the game itself, it's like the setting is completely different usually. It's like they all feel like a different vibe. And so going back into a world again, like even Majora's Mask, it's a completely different vibe than the other one. And that was like a year later.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of it's my little concern there. And I just wish this trailer was more.
I wish it showed more.
It played the same beats. It played the exact same beats as the first one. You jump off the cliff, you go up into the sky on some like magic thing, and then you cut away and there's some scary demon-y things. And it's just, I don't know. It's too similar to the last trailer.
As much as like, we didn't love the trailer because we wish they would have shown more or show something different. I'm 100%. I think they've earned.
Oh, yes.
The fact that we give them the benefit of the doubt here, because that last game was so incredible that, I think we need to just trust that they know what they're doing and
trust
hope.
The magic.
Yeah. Yes. And trust so I like, regardless, I'm super amped. I think I'm just excited to finally know when.
Yeah.
The name, whatever. Cool. The trailer, whatever. But the date, okay, cool. Let's get there. I'm excited for May 12th. Let's do this.
Yeah, dude. Sorry to be a bummer, y'all, but it's just my worries. But mostly, dude, you could do anything with that game. I love Zelda so much.
Yeah.
It could be trash fire and I'd still play it. So, I'm excited. I think, and again, I have high hopes for it. I believe it will probably live up to those hopes. So I just want to see more. Daddy just wants a little more taste. That's all. Anyways, that's it. That was the big direct. Overall, Trev, what are you ranking that thing? What are you scoring this boy?
I would say it was good 7.5.
7.5. Yeah, I'm around there. I think probably a 7 for me, just because there's just a lot of JRPGs. It's just not my thing, but
sure.
But for JRPGs fans, holy crap. Nintendo has got your back, dude.
There's a lot of stuff there.
They got your back for sure. Trev, what have you been playing, man? What you up to?
Dude, so a handful of things. So you know me and Pokemon games, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Pokemon, you got Nexomon, you had Coromon, all those other things I talked about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on to the next one, Devin. It's called Temtem.
Temtem.
It finally came out of its like beta early access on PC and PS5. Okay. Now it's on everything. Xbox, PC, Switch, PlayStation, and it's really good. It's an MMO. It's all online. You go around, see everybody in the world. You can even join up with another player and actually go through all the story beats, all the battles together in co-op, which is really cool. And it's fully cross-platform play. And so, I've been loving it. It's been a lot of fun. It's a blatant ripoff of Pokemon. And the developers have said, like, yeah, the Pokemon is our inspiration. And we love Pokemon games. So we wanted to make one that is great for multiplayer and stuff like that. And it's been a lot of fun.
Cool.
So if you need that itch, it's like $45. Great game. I really like it. I don't know what else to say about it besides the fact it's just a Pokemon type game.
Yeah.
And it's gonna hold me over until the next one comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, check it out if you got that weird disease that I have called the Pokemans. The other game that I've been loving and I've been playing a ton of is how they announced the Mega Man Battle Network collection that I think is coming out next year.
Yes.
I couldn't wait.
Dude.
I couldn't wait, Devin. So okay. I am playing on one of my old Game Boys. I'm playing Mega Man Battle Network 2, which is the best one. 2 and 3 are probably the best ones.
Okay.
And I'm playing on GBA. Fantastic game. The sprites are amazing. Your battles aren't just like the typical old school kind of Pokemon style of turn-based. It's kind of like this weird active turn-based type of strategy kind of gameplay, and it is awesome. It has a cute little story. I love Mega Man. I love that little world. And if you ever, I don't know, I would look it up, guys. Look up this game, Mega Man Battle Networks 2, and get excited for the collection that's going to be coming out. It is such a cool little game. It's a gem. And then besides that, Devin.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about this later, but I'll just a little sneak preview. I've been tinkering with a little thing called the Steam Deck.
Ooh.
And holy moly, dude. Holy macarolis. I love it. I love it. It's my favorite thing that I have. It's my favorite thing that I own. I love the Steam Deck. Anyways, we'll talk about it later. Okay. What have you been playing, Devin?
Dude, Majora's Mask, as I said, it is good, but it's hard, and you have to play with a guide. I like it so far with the guide, but without it, I think I'd lose my mind. and I also think the world is kind of not my favorite. I'm not a big fan of that open world of Majora's Mask. I feel like it's a little clumsy or clunky. It just doesn't feel like as well put together as Ocarina.
Yeah.
But I overall, though, I like the vibes. There's like some cool, really cool ideas, the moon thing, all that stuff, and like the dread, all that. Majora's Mask has some really cool things going for it. And then I'm playing Link to the Past. So I'm doing all the Zeldas.
Dude, you're doing double Zeldas?
Dude, I'm doing double Zeldas. And it's great. It's like, it's great because I never played these, and these are like some of the best Zeldas. That at least for a lot of people, and Link to the Past is amazing. I'm amazed how good it is. I'm like, yes, this is as good as people say, because there's like so much DNA in that game of a lot of Zeldas, and like even the music, you're like, I can't believe this music was over here. It's chilling up in here. It's pretty cool. So I really like Link to the Past. Loving it so far.
Such an amazing game.
Yeah, really cool. And Last of Us Part 1. This one's got a little heat on it. People have been hating on The Last of Us Part 1. I don't really understand, really, because we're in a world full of remakes. And to be honest, it's like Dark, what was it, Demon Souls?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like Demon Souls was a PlayStation 3 game, yeah?
Yeah, it was, PlayStation 3.
And so was The Last of Us. So for me, I don't understand what the big hubbub is. Everyone's saying that, oh, they remastered it on 4. I'm like, it wasn't much of a remaster. What, they made it so the game actually played because it couldn't play on PlayStation 3? But anyways, this game is definitely a remake. It is absolutely as much of a remake as Demon's Souls is for the PlayStation 5. This is a remake for that.
But I feel like the difference between Demon's Souls and Demon's Souls on PS5 graphically is night and day. Like, it's crazy the difference.
Oh yeah.
Like, could you say the same about Last of Us?
I think it's pretty close. It's okay, definitely cool. I think Last of Us Part 1 looks better than Demon's Souls. Mm-hmm. Personally, and it's just kind of, you know, no offense to like the guys who made Demon's Souls, they just don't make, they're no Naughty Dog, right? Like graphically, they're no Naughty Dog. They make some pretty games and they've only improved since Demon's Souls, right? But at Demon's Souls, they were not, you know, they weren't up to, what's the newest game they did?
Elden Ring.
Yeah, they're not quite to that level of art style at the time. So I feel like, you know, it's like Last of Us was always pretty, sure, but dude, yeah, when you compare them, it really is like, you're like, wow. And then
cool,
like,
it's good to hear.
And like seeing the real emotions, like actually playing on people's faces with the eyes and the watering, and like, you're like, okay, like you can see why they would want to do it again, just to be like, okay, this is what we wanted it to look like. And it's, and the parody there with Last of Us Part 2 now is like, they seem like a good collection now rather than like an older game. And then
yeah, they kind of like mesh together a little bit better. Yeah. It sounds like, or I mean, like it's not as abrupt.
Yeah, exactly. It just feels like you're going into one to the other, and like they look exactly like, it almost looks identical, I'd say, to Last of Us Part 2, which is a pretty game, probably a little bit better looking, but not much. Anyways, it's really cool. A really stunning game. And going back to it, it lives up. It still lives up to all the good stuff it was before.
That's dope. Honestly, that's good to hear. I think the thing I have a hard time, and even with Demon's Souls, is because like this is $70, right?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
I have a hard time thinking, like, it's just, I guess it's hard because it's like the game was already created. You've done work to pretty it up and stuff, and it seems crazy to charge $70, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. I'm sure people can make a case for it.
You're right. I think that's the real deal, is that price. I feel like, dude, if this was like 40, it's kind of like, remember when Master Chief, the first one Halo got remastered, the very first Halo. And that was like, dude, that was like 10 years too. It wasn't very long. And it was just one generation, like Xbox to the 360.
Yeah.
And it was fine because it was $40. It wasn't expensive. We weren't like, oh, how dare you? We were like, oh, hell yeah. We're going to play we're going to play some Halo, dude. Yep. So yeah, you know, and to be honest, that Halo remake looks way worse than what they did with The Last of Us Part 1. Like the art decisions that they made in that choice compared to the art decisions they made with The Last of Us, you're like, oh, these make sense. While the other one, you're like, holy Moses. But yeah, overall,
I get it. People need to get paid, but I just feel like $70 already for a brand new game that you've never experienced. I mean, I guess a lot of people maybe haven't experienced it too. So that's,
yeah, I guess it just depends. But I just, to be honest, yeah, you're right. It's just a little, Sony's being a little greedy these days, and you can see it in a lot of the decisions they're making, which is fun.
Okay. Like raising the price of the PlayStation in other regions, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever. Jerks.
Whatever. fan questions. My asks, how do you guys feel about Nintendo's approach to sports games during the Switch era? Am I the only one feeling a little cheated? Dude, we're going to spicy again.
This is a
turd of an episode. I'm sorry, everyone. Usually we're so happy and jolly. This just doesn't seem quite like us. I'm sorry. We're mopey musses. Mopey gusses.
Yep, that's what they call us. Mopey musses. Yeah, Mickey Mouse and Mopey Muss.
He's my favorite. The Mopey Muss Club. Trev, How do you feel about Nintendo's approach to sports games since the Switch era? Because to be honest, it's a...
It seems like they have like a really good foundation, and then they like, we built this really cool building, but we didn't build the building. We built this really cool foundation. It's real strong, but we're not going to do the rest of it. That's how I feel about like the Mario Strikers, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, all these games I want to love. And there's fun to be had there. Like we've played a lot of Strikers at our house, and it's a fun game, but it seems so bare bones. And there's not a lot left to do. It's pretty much like, hey, go play a scrimmage of soccer and then call it. You know, it's like, I do wish there was more of those little RPG things and that progression. And I know you can unlock costumes and stuff, but it's not enough.
No. And that's how I feel too. It's weird. It's like the Switch makes probably like playing wise, like functionality wise, gameplay wise, the best of each one of their things, right? It's probably the best playing Mario Party. It's probably the best playing esports, you know, and they'll Switch sports, or like, you know, it's the best soccer and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best golf, but all the others, right, are the best foundationally. But man, there is nothing. And I think they know there's nothing. And I think they're purposely doing it too, because just like in this Direct, they're drip feeding some stuff, right? And that's how they want to approach. They're like, okay, so we're going to give them a bare bones game for $60, and then we're going to drip feed the rest. And it would be great if it was like something that was worth it, but usually it's just a couple characters. And the maps that they give you is like four. A lot of these games only have like four maps. And you're like, what?
And all it is just a cosmetic thing. There's nothing really like foundationally like...
No.
Groundbreaking to like change up the gameplay at all. It's just like, okay, different coat of paint. You get a couple of different characters that are like, okay, now so they announced two, right? They announced who was it? Paulina
and Diddy Kong or whatever.
Yeah. And so like, okay, Diddy's fast, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that's cool, but that's not enough. I don't think just adding a player every couple months makes up for the lack of game that they launch with.
And it's constant. Like, it's constant that
they've been doing this nonstop lately. And honestly, it's just driving me nuts. Like, especially it started with tennis, I feel like.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, we're like, oh, I'm amped about tennis. The gameplay, real cool. But it just gets boring so quick because it's really just you're playing a match of tennis and then calling it good. And I really feel like they need to put some more meat on these bones. Especially, again, we're talking about value. You're charging $60 for this thing, man. Like these games feel like $30, like
easily,
kind of like weird, you know, I guess just like eShop games, you know, like it just doesn't seem like there's enough meat on them bones.
No, there isn't.
What they should do, Dev, they should have just packaged this all together into like a sports.
Yeah, dude, that's what the old Nintendo would have done.
Yeah.
That's Nintendo of GameCube. Nintendo of GameCube would have been like, yeah, these are kind of small. Why don't we make this like a big collection?
Yeah, let's make this a value add, but I feel like they're piecemealing it all out and not putting enough on it, or like I'm getting kind of tired. I think I'm burnt out on all their sports games. I'm not going to buy the next one that comes out. Because I was so excited about Strikers, dude. Do you remember when they announced that?
Yes.
And soccer's my favorite sport. So I'm like, dude, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I'm burnt on all their sports stuff.
Yeah, dude, I can't. And that's the thing. Nintendo and Sony are pushing me away with this kind of garbage, where it's just like, I know what you're doing and I know what you're playing at. Yeah. You're just like taking our money, dude. You know, you're not working as hard as you can on this stuff. You know, you're just like giving us four maps for Mario Party. And you're like, that's good enough. Like, that's not good enough, dude. Not for me. And I'm not going to like shell out anymore. You got me with one of them. Yeah. And then I tried I was dumb enough to go in for the Wii Sports wannabe. And also, and then I was like, this is even worse than the freaking tennis game. And it's like, dude, I can't do this. I can't do these sports games anymore, which sucks because I love like the foundations. Like what they've created foundationally is amazing. But everything else, come on, dude, make a game. Make a game around that thing.
Anyways, reach it, Dev. I agree.
That's it. Thanks, Mamai. Bye-bye. let's go into recommendations. Trev, your final recommendation. You've been teasing it. You've been dabbling. What do we got?
All right. My recommendation, the Steam Deck. Okay, this thing is nuts. Okay, I know it's stupid hard to get a hold of right now, but they have amped up their production. Everybody that has pre-ordered this year is guaranteed. They said they will get theirs in the year 2022, which we're coming up on the end of the year soon. So, I mean, like, they're doing a great job as far as, like, their production, getting them out to their customers. I am in love with this system, Devin. It is one of the most comfortable handhelds I've ever used. Now, it's a chunky boy. It's a big guy. Yeah. You put it up next to the Switch, and you're like, oh, that's a big old fat Switch. Yeah. But the difference is the ergonomics, like the button placement, the grips that it has for your hands just naturally sit into place. Uh-huh. It is so comfortable to hold. I don't get the weird like pinky and thumb like tingles like that I get when I play the Switch handheld, you know?
Yeah.
And it feels great. Now, it doesn't only feel great, Devin. It plays games amazingly.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, there is a huge collection of games that are approved for or have been like greenlit, saying like, hey, these are Steam Deck compatible games.
Uh-huh.
It'll also play all the other games that aren't Steam Deck compatible, but there might be like little things where you have to like use the touchpad to like start the game by like moving the mouse cursor and clicking on something. Oh, so there's some
gotcha.
Like little weird things like that, but it'll play games so well. Like I'm playing through, I didn't put this on my plate, Spider-Man, the remaster
came
out on PC. It runs so good and it is so beautiful. And it's like the Switch cannot do anything graphically like that. I've been playing, I've been playing Halo. I've always wanted a portable Halo machine.
Yes, dude. Yes.
You know, and there's all these games, and Steam has like so many amazing games, so many cheap pricing on games. It's incredible. And the fact that, like, okay, I think this is, I love handheld gaming, I love Nintendo.
Yeah.
This is what I want in the next version of the Switch. I want them to make it more comfortable. I want them to make it powerful. I want them to make it more powerful than the Steam Deck because, hey, it's not going to come out for years.
Yeah.
But it seriously has changed the way that I play games. I have purely moved all my gaming to PC gaming, playing things on Steam on my PC. Yep. And then when I go, because the cloud saves on Steam are insanely great. Like they work better than any other system. And then I pick up the Steam Deck and I go to work and I play it on my lunch break. And I'm not just playing these little 2D games. Like I'm able to play like these full fledged graphically amazing games. And it's incredible. Like it is a joy to play. I am so incredibly impressed with their design. I'm excited to see what a Steam Deck 2 looks like. I love that there's a lot of competition in this area there's lots of companies coming out with these handheld gaming PCs.
Yeah.
And I feel like Nintendo has less rested on their laurels for such a long time that I hope they feel a little pressure. I know it's not going to put enough pressure because Nintendo's Nintendo. They got the franchises. But Devin, I was able to load up Nintendo Switch games on my Steam Deck.
What?
Yeah, and play games at better frame rates.
Yeah.
More comfortable controls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the convenience of having just everything in this one system. And I feel like Nintendo needs to step it up a bit. I think they need to be like, all right, you know, we got some competition. Let's up things for the next system. So if this is at least a sneak peek into the future of handheld gaming, I am so on board with it. And especially at this price point, like it is nuts. It is awesome.
How much is it? I can't remember. For the
Starting $399.
What was the 64 gig one?
$399.
Oh, that's the $391.
Yep, and then goes up from there. But the thing is, too, you can just pop in like a terabyte SD card and call it good. It works great. So I have the 512 model, and I put a terabyte SD card in there. Works awesome. But then you can also open it up. Like that's how awesome Valve is. They're like, hey, we know that you're going to tinker with this thing. Go ahead and open it up and replace the SSD. So if you wanted to, you could just do that work yourself.
Yeah.
And there's just, It is awesome, Devin. I have all my 3DS games on here. I have all my Super Nintendo and N64, everything on here playing it, plus all my PC games, plus Switch games. And I talked about how I haven't started playing, what was it? The third one of that Xenoblade.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And because I got sidetracked by this thing. And I think what I'm going to end up doing is probably, I've bought the game on Nintendo. So yeah. I'm going to procure a download and put it on my Steam Deck to play it, because it's going to be a better experience than playing it on Switch. On the Switch. Yeah. It's nuts. And I love my Switch OLED. Yeah. And I think that's the only thing that I really miss about it, is that it's not an OLED screen.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, I'll stop preaching. Okay. Honestly, it's whoever's listening, check this thing out. If you're even interested, not even if you're a PC gamer, they've made the UI so user friendly and console like it is such a great interface. I'm excited for the future of Steam and Valve and PC gaming and all the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, I've always been impressed with Valve and their willingness to be for the customer in that way, opening up their systems, opening up a lot of stuff for everyone to do their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Dude, well, I might have to get a taste. I might need to get me a little Steam Deck. Maybe
this holiday. I'll bring it with me this weekend or whatever.
Yes, okay. For sure. Okay. For me, a couple of bands and music to listen to. Just went to Flogging Molly and the Interrupters. And the Interrupters did amazing. The Interrupters is kind of like a ska band. So if you're into ska type music, it's really fun. They do a really good job. They have some great covers of Bad Guy and a couple other stuff that I think people would be really into. So if you're into that, jumping up and down, having a good old time, kind of happy, jolly music, Interrupters, good stuff. On the other side, Ozzy Osbourne made a song that is far too good for
what?
Ozzy Osbourne is 1,000 years old, but somehow he's made a song that actually is good still. So dude, check out Ozzy's Patient Number 9. It is far too catchy for his age. When rock stars hit a certain age and you're no dude, stop. Ozzy somehow has found the fountain of youth, and the homeboy's still going. What? He's still popping out.
I don't believe you, Deb. Dude, are you for reals?
Yeah, dude, he popped out a banger with Patient Number 9. The beginning is kind of, theatrical and dumb, and the end is too. But the chorus and a lot of the other stuff is really catchy shiz. So check it out.
No way, dude. Yeah, I'm going to go check that out. That's awesome.
Yeah, really random. I just was Ozzy's doing something. And then I was it's actually good.
Yeah. So, dude, how was Flogging Molly? I haven't seen them for a good long time. How was it?
Really good, dude. They still put on a really good concert, man. They know how to rip it up, tear it up. So it was, they're for that old man, dude. He was old when I watched him 10 years ago. He's still old and killing it, dude. He's just rolling through it. It's some of the new stuff. I'm not a huge fan of the new stuff from Flogging. So he played some of that. It's his newest album is a little better than the last two or three, but when he's playing that old stuff, man, I'm just in love. I love that garbage. So
cool.
Anyways, there you go, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Nintendo show. I'm sorry, we just had to let it rip into that Nintendo today. I'm sorry, guys, but hey, we still love Nintendo. They're still
very
good.
Much.
We believe in you. We know you can do better. We're just a little disappointed, like parents. Anyways, follow us at Facebook at the Nintendo Show, and remember to share, rate us on the podcast service of your choice, and leave us a review on iTunes. And that is it for us tonight. Thanks, everyone. We will catch you next month. Bye. Busy beefing out, we see.